Om Shanti. So this session is going to be a little different because some questions have come into the forum and I'll be responding to them. The first question is, what should be my dharana practice at this time? I think that's a very good question because as we head towards the end of the cycle, clearly everything that we have learned and understood and everything we have experienced through yoga now really has to be coming into the practical expression of the way I'm living my life. So what should be the focus? Where should I be putting my most attention, my greatest effort? I feel that there are a few aspects to this, even though they're all connected. The first one is, of course, my chart of remembrance. But in terms of dharana, I need to be checking again and again throughout the day, from where am I taking my support? Because what we're going to find now as we head towards the end of the cycle is that all false supports are going to be failing me. And if I still depend on these supports, and sometimes it's an unconscious kind of dependency, but if that's still happening as we reach the end of the cycle, I'm going to be feeling more and more empty, more and more disillusioned, which is a very important sign that definitely I'm still taking support from the wrong things. Because if my support is increasingly Baba, one Baba alone, the soul is recharging, the soul is filling. And so there's more and more of that happiness, contentment, the satisfaction that comes from really having true attainment in my life once again. It's really important to check this particular aspect, because if I haven't made this effort to switch my support system to Baba and Baba alone, then Baba as my support will not be the experience, especially at these end times when I need to have the experience of Him as my support. I need to be sure that I'm doing everything now while there's still time to train myself for that. A second aspect in all of this is to watch out for carelessness and laziness. These are our sixth and seventh vices. From time to time, Baba talks about them, but they are very, very subtle. And personally, I feel that this is where Maya gets us, and this is the card up her sleeve, so to speak. She bides her time while we fight her on the level of the gross vices, and we get good at overcoming our ego, our anger, our lust, etc. She's not worried about all the battles she's lost, because these last two are very subtle. And all the while that I've been fighting her on the gross vices, she's been eating away at the power of the soul with these subtle two. And here I think the only way really to deal with laziness and carelessness is to give it to Baba, to practice turning it over, surrendering it, really calling on His help to clear that out of the soul. Because these two vices are deeply, deeply ingrained in the soul. In the sense that over 2,500 years, we could have lost a lot of faith and a lot of hope that things are going to get better, or even that goodness is the way to make things get better. Over many, many lifetimes, we would have seen how goodness seems to fail in the world. Goodness seems to be losing any battles. So on a very deep level, how did we deal with that? We might have dealt with that by just kind of giving up on one level. And that's the seed of the laziness we have now and the carelessness we have now. And for the most part, this would be totally unconscious, subconscious. Very subtle expression of body consciousness. And really, we need to enlist Baba's help for this. We check it by looking at our zeal and enthusiasm. There can be so much zeal and enthusiasm. If this support from Baba is my only support, I will find myself so fortunate, so wealthy, so powerful, and so excited with the task that Baba is sharing with me. Another aspect to this is unity. Baba has told us that he will be revealed through the unity of the gathering. So this is very big. In other words, it's not going to be enough to perfect my own quality of being. That has to go through the testing grounds of being together in the gathering. And that creates a whole nother level of tests, doesn't it? What's important here is to keep in mind the larger picture, to keep ourselves really in the unlimited, because we have not come together. Brahmins have not been put together to pay karmic accounts, actually. We've come together to enjoy God and enjoy ourselves and enjoy each other. But how to do that? The people are around me are in as much of a process as I am. How to see beyond their defects to the true beauty that God sees and the reason why God has chosen them. So the key here is that I have to be sure that once again I have that kind of vision on my own self. The more I see myself as Baba sees me, and I finished with any kind of fears about myself, insecurities about myself, lack of self-confidence, only to the extent that I see myself with that faith can I look at others with that same kind of faith. It's about believing in others. And I'll only be able to do that to the extent that I've started believing in myself once again. In a nutshell, if we want to put all these aspects together, I would say that the one dharana we really need to be practicing now is respect. Actually, Baba uses respect as a synonym for soul consciousness. Soul consciousness, self-respect, and humility. He uses those three words as synonyms to each other. So, soul consciousness, which will allow me to stay connected to Baba, create a whole new relationship with myself, a relationship of self-respect, which will enable me to show the kind of respect to all those around me that Baba needs me to be showing. It's a kind of acceptance. I'm accepting where people are at in their journeys because I've accepted myself and wherever I am at in the journey. Which also means that I might not agree at all with where people are at in their journey. They might be saying and doing things which are actually quite opposite to my own principles or values. Acceptance doesn't mean that I throw out my values and principles. Acceptance means that I just respect that this is where they're at, and this is how they see things, and this is how they feel. And my self-respect enables me to continue with my own values and principles, however much they would differ. A next question is how to relate to the drama at the level of thought. And to be honest, I'm not 100% sure I understand this question, so I hope this answer is satisfying. All of this gyan is so that I am able to relate to the drama as God does. Because after all, that's what Murli is. Murli is the thoughts that God is thinking. So however Baba relates to the drama is how I am training myself to relate to it. Essentially, that means detached yet loving. However, it also means to be responsible. Baba comes into the drama playing a part which carries a huge amount of responsibility. Baba is placing his pure being in the middle of a world at its most impure. He does this in the complete confidence of the power of his purity and the dynamic whereby things change through influence. Aside from giving us this gyan, he's teaching us how to have yoga with him so that he can influence us with his very, very pure vibrations. We need to relate to the drama in the same way. We need to understand the great value of our increasing purity and also this dynamic, how the atmosphere is not an empty thing. It is filled with the vibrations of the feelings of the people in that atmosphere. So to relate to the drama with a sense of responsibility means I'm very careful to keep myself close to Baba and interact or just be present from a highest state of consciousness and a highest stage of being. Because we know that when enough of us are doing this work, taking up this responsibility, the whole of the old world can finish and the new world can be established. Or more accurately, the whole new world can begin. The next question concerns finances, how to become more financially stable. And I am not a financial expert by any means, so all I know on this subject is what spirituality teaches, which is that, firstly, we pay our karmic accounts through one of three methods, possibly more than one also. Firstly, through relationships. All the difficulties and challenges of relationships are actually opportunities to learn something about myself and change something about myself. And if I learn, if I understand, and if I change, the account is paid. Second way we pay karmic accounts is through illness of the body. Also very, very challenging sometimes. And yet, if I understand what are the lessons and I change myself accordingly, through illness of the body, I can also pay karmic accounts and move forward. The third is difficulties with money. In other words, financial distress. But here again, the same thing applies. If I can take a good look at the difficulty, understanding what are the lessons, where is the change I need to make in myself, and I take power from Baba and I make that change, I will also move through even financial difficulties. Because the formula for settling karmic account, whether it's through relationships, through illness of the body, or through finances, is to stay detached, stay very connected to Baba, and especially don't fall for Maya's biggest trick. She would like to make us worry. But with that worrying, we lose our lightness and we lose our connection. And as soon as we lose our connection, we're on our own. And we can't get that light from Baba and that might from Baba, which enables us to see things from a larger perspective. But also, we don't have the power to do whatever it is we could see needs to be done. So keep the larger picture in mind. Don't lose your happiness or your faith, and keep moving forward. One more question. How to overcome a variety of problems and challenges which all arrive at the same time? And trying to be responsible for these challenges means you go to the center less, and maybe the quality of your remembrance also goes down. What to do in this case? First of all, on a very practical level, I would say share with your seniors, the sister in charge of the center, what you're going through, what your situation is. Because the blessings we get from seniors, and there'll always be blessings from them only, are very useful for us to see our way through phases where there seem to be just only challenges. Also, on a practical level, you might want to experiment with writing down exactly what are the different challenges. Keep a notebook, and every time you come up with an idea which might help resolve the issues, you write that down. I have found that writing things down helps a lot to keep the mind more free. There's a huge amount of chatter in the mind just as we try to hold on to any new ideas we have regarding any situation or difficulty. But I think the most important thing to be looking at in such moments is the sanskara most of us Brahmins bring into our Brahmin life, which is that I have to be responsible for everything. Here, I'm not talking about reaching out to others and getting their support and help. I'm talking about the way we forget how available, how accessible, and how interested Baba is in walking with us through any particular challenge or difficulty. We're simply not used to having a partner for all our trials and tribulations. We can just imagine how these last 2,500 years, any kind of partner, any kind of support would have been failing us increasingly. And so increasingly, we learned to rely on myself alone. This is a very big sanskara to counteract in the confluence age, because I am not alone now. I am so much not alone. And the companionship of God is not like it was on the path of devotion. This companionship is direct, very real, and practical. So let's use Baba. I remember very clearly one Murli in which Baba said, I was there in Madhuban in front of him when he said it, "Children, you are not using me enough. Use me." So, for example, our primary spiritual responsibility is to keep ourselves very light inside. How will I use Baba for that? At night, before I go to bed, I can sit with Baba and literally I can hand over to him whatever is going on, whatever has happened during the day, however much it's moved forward or not. I can chit-chat with Baba and I can suggest, I can clarify, I can wonder, I can ask, not for help, but put forward ideas I have about the next step. And just see what's the feeling in the heart, what comes to mind. So many times I've done this, and the next day it's almost like magic how the path continues to clear. The light at the end of the tunnel reveals itself, and it is possible to move forward. Om Shanti.
As my